100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
We understand that Life Insurance Awareness Month is wrapping up here today. It's one of those basic things that we hope many people have in place to help support those who count on you. But according to some of the latest statistics, this isn't always the case.
Yeah, that's right, Scott. These protections are not always in place. And according to the 2025 LIMRA Barometer Study, and LIMRA is the Life Insurance Marketing Research Association for our industry, it's often misunderstood and overlooked. And one of the things that's really important to consider is that through these, through the data that's produced through LIMRA, we're able to identify markets or groups of individuals that are either uninsured or underinsured. And so being able to address these barriers that prevent people from putting the appropriate coverage in place becomes very important. And so that's why the industry uses September as Life Insurance Awareness Month to get the word out and help us uncover those individuals that are underinsured.
All right. So it seems like there is a big gap according to this latest study. What does it mean?
Yeah, the report indicates that 74 million Americans right now need some kind of life insurance. And we call this the uninsured or underinsured gap. So I'm going to rattle off a couple interesting statistics for you and the viewers at home. 51% of those surveyed indicated that they had some kind of life insurance. So those following along at home, that means that half of them do not. And even more striking is that 23% said that they have group or workplace coverage, but this coverage oftentimes isn't portable, which means that it doesn't often come with you if you leave and go to another provider.
So the 51% that you said indicated they have some kind of life insurance, that means half do not. Do the half that do not, it's because they are financially stable enough that they don't need life insurance should there be some sort of a death that needed final costs covered? Or are it people that have canceled because they couldn't afford it anymore? Or is it people that never signed up? Do we know any of that further detail?
Yeah, it's all of the above. I think primarily what we have uncovered through the LIMRA research and analysis is that there is maybe a perceived cost that indicates that individuals are maybe overestimating the cost of life insurance. And there are other reasons that we're going to cover here in just a little bit that are going to kind of speak to some of that and kind of help identify why there are these barriers in place and the coverage gaps that exist.
How often does that LIMRA report come out? Do you know? Is that
each year?
It does. It's yearly. Yep. Yeah. What about life insurance and women? I understand that picture is a little bit more challenging.
It is. It is, in fact. 48% of women own life insurance versus 54% of men, according to LIMRA. And what's concerning about that is that 43% of the women surveyed indicated that they either need life insurance or need more than what they currently have.